This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member, or donate, and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
This year there was a new addition to the Bingham Cup tournament with a women's competition, taking the inclusivity of the Bingham Cup to another level. So what was it like on and off the pitch? We caught up with Rebecca on the sidelines and Bronnie McIntosh, the former Sydney Convicts coach who now coaches the Melbourne Chargers and took to the field as part of the Bingham Cup women's competition.
I live in Boston and I'm here supporting the Boston Ironsides.
What is it like? How many Binghams have you been to?
This is my second.
Why do you love coming here?
Wow, that's a hard question. I love rugby. I love IGR rugby. I think what this has become is absolutely amazing. You know, I'm a huge Ironside supporter, and the camaraderie amongst all of these teams from around the world is one of the most amazing things.
Does it really feel like it's been 2 years since the last Bingham?
Not at all.
What have you been enjoying about this year's Bingham?
That how many sides there have been, and we're having four women's sides playing.
So what is it like actually finally seeing women on the field?
It's amazing because it's now truly inclusive. You know, we say it's gay and inclusive rugby, and there was this whole subset of ruggers who weren't a part of it. So now we have the women here, and it's opened the door for the women to continue and for that to grow. That rocks.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Women's League as a part of the competition becomes for the next Bingham.
Absolutely. But I'm looking forward to it.
So we've been watching the women's game that's happening right now.
Yes.
What is it like on the field?
I think that the guys are lucky that the girls aren't playing them because I think they kick their asses. There's some tough women out there, and it's really impressive.
So you ended up playing with one of the teams in one of the bouts of the women's rugby tournament at Bingham. How'd that come about?
It just came about because I had heard that there was going to be a women's division at the Bingham Cup, and on the first day of play I was coaching, so I couldn't play. I knew that there was a World Barbarians team, and it's always fun. It's been a lifelong kind of rugby tradition to pick up with other teams when you travel, and so I was open to the possibility, and then they made the final, they needed players, and voila.
And you just put your hand up.
I just put my hand up and ran.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. That's how it goes. Well, pick up rugby.
What was the match like?
It was good. I mean, it's a pretty average caliber of rugby, to be honest, but plenty of heart, plenty of passion, and that's what the whole spirit of Bingham Cup is about. So there was enough of that, and the local Dutch team from Amsterdam won, which was really good. There was a great crowd, there was a great atmosphere. All the Chargers boys stood on the sideline and cheered for me, which was just an amazing, amazing experience for me to add to my rugby repertoire.
Do you reckon it was good to be able to get the guys to actually see you play and not just have you coach all the time?
I think so. Well, I think I certainly loved it, being out there and just feeling proud to be a rugby player that stands alongside them. And I think it was really enjoyable for them too to see that I'm a coach that will walk my talk, that I will get them to do stuff that I know how it needs to be done.
Was it hard to switch off when you're on the field and concentrate on the game, concentrate on your position?
Not really. It was more hard to not feel so out of breath and unfit and not strong.
And do you think it's fantastic that we actually had a women's league this year in Bingham?
It is good. Look, I've never been a huge supporter of pushing to get a women's division at Bingham Cup because women's rugby generally is pretty mainstream, and LGBTIQ people are not marginalised at all as they are in men's rugby, so I never really thought that there was a need for it. But having seen that and having played in it, I can see that there's a need to have just greater diversity, that it adds another element to the Bingham Cup, and it's a great spectator sort of thing to complement the competition. So that's good.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.